Number 590. Nowadays, all Rosh Yeshiva take over their father's yeshiva, even though there are more worthy people to take over. Since when does Teira go Birusha? I also heard that even to get a shtel in yeshiva, you have to be family. Is this right? So let's not talk about this. All Rosh Yeshiva take over their father's yeshiva. The Maisigret, if you just study the map, you'll see the only ones who are really going to be mamshech and be meisa nefesh and kill that the yeshiva should stay open is only a ben or a ben haben. You could have, let's say, a bava of chassidus that before the war had 20,000 chassidim. If there's not going to be a son, even if there'll be many survivors, nobody's going to build it up like that. There'll be a little shul, like Nevardik, like a little clay and a mokum somewhere. The only people who are meisa nefesh for now is the people that have a big chivis for nachas avosov, and that's why this system is the only thing that works. The meisa, this is the only thing that works. That is when the banim are taking over. Otherwise, you know, either there are more worthy people, and even chashuv talmidim that know the sheets of the yeshiva better than the sons. The sons have to take eitzah from them, but there's nobody that's going to be meisa nefesh for the kiyum of it, unless it's taka nachas avosov. That's just how the world works. But there's another point here also. This is also goes back many years ago. I was within earshot of an interesting conversation between three Talmid Chacham that were sons of yeshivites in the last door. One of them was Rabbi Shachar, one was Rabbi Chatzko Rodkin, and one was Rabbi Yitzchak Rubin's son. These three Yidden were talking to each other, and they all knew the same story, and they were discussing the story. The story went like this, that if the Rebbe Avtoli was Nifter, he was a Roshiva in Raden, and originally I think Avraham Dinsky was a Roshiva, and Rav Chaim saw that he wasn't being Meshach Zayim enough, even though he was a Gevaldik HaTalmachorim, so he asked him Roshus if he can bring in another Roshiva that he thought could be Meshach Zayim, and that's when he brought in Rav Avtoli. Rav Avtoli was nipped in the mid-20s somewheres, and at that time, Ba'isa Perek, Rabbi Zalman, found himself a shtickle without a job, because his yeshiva was in Slutsk, and the Yesektia had already taken over there. So all the boys got with the grandest to go to Klesk, to go to Rabbanon's yeshiva. Then it got to a point that he was basically left without yeshiva. So he came to Rabbanon's yeshiva, he came to Klesk, and they were mechabrim koroi, but Rabbanon had oilim and he didn't really have a mokum. Which was at that point is when he turned to go to Yerushalayim, and he went to Eitz Chaim. But Ba'isa Perek, Rav Tolib Znifter, it made sense that the next Rosh Yeshiva Raden should be him. He was already 60 years old. He already, his Torah was mefursim all over. He was Slutsk Rov, and he had every credential going for him. And Ocha Edel Adai B'Nigid. And he showed up in Raden for a few days in the hope that the Chofetz Chaim would give him the job. After about a day or two, he gets called in by the Chofetz Chaim. And Chofetz Chaim tells him, this is the story these three guys knew. They all knew they were discussing the story. I hadn't known the story, but this, and he calls him in, and he calls him his name, and he says, Abi main tia do epis hum, those two visnees that do cornish and stop. If Shavege main shivit to main Edom. Edom from Chofetz Chaim was also going to be Zohar Mendel's axe, but he couldn't hold a candle to Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman was already a bona fide of Golador Yechidi School of Shavdar at that point. That yid was a chashvi yid, and the yeshiva went down significantly from the time that the whole time gave it over to Zayda. It didn't produce like there was no part of Zohar HaRavachon learning there anymore. Those days were over by the time his Zayda took it over. There was a lot of Americans and Zazam Gestalt HaChavah, but all the Gedalias all you heard over there, and the whole time knew that she was going to plummet, excuse the expression, but he said that was Philip his best, or getting comments, or getting Gardner, but my yeshiva is a big game to my head. This is what the Merino of Chaim, the Tzadik Yisraelim, did. That means that he held it more important for him to bazog the aliyah of his children more than Achrai Yisraelim Klal. That was Philip his nose, or getting comments. My yeshiva is done for my head. This is what he believes. This is more his achrayus. And you're talking here about the saint of the world. You're talking about somebody who knows what to do and what's the Rabbanu Shimon for him every second. So these three Chachamim discussed with each other that, okay, so if the Chofetz Chaim did vices, it's kosher to do, but he asked, who zet men up the Chofetz Chaim in the Maisa? Like everybody would do this. like who zet men? This was, these three Chachamim, like, who zet men up the Chofetz Chaim in the Maisa? To say that it's kosher, okay, zet men, okay, that's a good raya. That this is the way to do it. But who's that the whole time? And that they both said, no, everybody else would like that the Shmu is going out, that Mrs. Zalman's taken over, and more boys will come, and it'll end, and then at the end you'll throw them out. Chaim told him right away, out, I have nothing for you here, okay? And which at that point is when he went to Yerushalayim, Mrs. Zalman, at that point. So nowadays, all the Shiva have their father's yeshiva, even though they're more worthy people. Again, their father's job is to install the son. This, of course, is only the son could keep it up on some level. If the son is going to take a non-yeshiva college and introduce college, that I don't know if the father should do. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about, let's say, a yid like the Chofetz Chaim Eidim was not able to compete with Reb Shimon HaRabar, and he wasn't able to compete with Reb Zalma was. I mean, so the yeshiva went down. But it's the same tire of the yeshiva. So it looks like that is what the right thing to do.
Why is it the right thing?
Because your achrayus is more for your family. You, as a father, the first achrayus you have is to your children that they should become gedolei l'Torah. And mele, if this mechayev would really enhance the learning of a Mendel's act, so then that's the end of it. He's the one who gets it. Your achrayus to the klal comes after your achrayus to your family. That's how it goes. But your first achrayus is your family. Yeah, that's if just because your father's a Gaon doesn't mean you'll be a Gaon. That's what it means. The Teira Atzma. We're talking about Shtelis, so we're not talking about the Teira Atzma over here. We're talking about Shtelis. So maybe the other here for the Shaila of, I also heard that even to get a Shtel in the Yeshiva, you have to be family. It's the same idea, you know. But okay, but that's the point that I was talking different than what we think. But this is how it is. I mean, you know, the Rai for the whole time, that's very important.